Hey folks, thanks for tuning in to the Vigilance Press Podcast. I'm your ever eager and loving host, Mike Lafferty. And with us today, we are doing the Green Lantern actual play session. There's Mr. James Dossie, who's game mastering. How you doing, James?
I'm hanging in there.
Sweet. And we got Mr. Dan Hauser. Dan, how you doing?
Oh, I'm always good. Hello.
Okay. And Ruben Bird, who will be playing John Stewart, but not the one from The Daily Show, is here with us as well.
Hello.
Ruben, how you doing?
Hey. I am fantastic.
I thought it was awesome.
And I...
What?
You said awesome before. Now I feel like you lied to me.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not... I change over time. I'm a four-dimensional entity, mother.
Okay.
And I'm going to apologize because we have a fourth guy with us tonight who is playing Superman, and I don't know your name, sir.
I'm sorry. He's my cousin. He's... at the house.
This is actually Vincent Christ. Vincent, or is it Christ or Christ? How do you say it?
Yeah, I've heard it a thousand times either way. It's spelled the same. It's okay. Christ normally, but okay. I don't think anybody I'm related to will hear this, so it's okay.
Not even Jesus?
Well,
we'll call him Jesus out here.
And Jesus Christ? Okay.
Yeah. Vincent's actually... Yeah, Vincent's the guy who actually introduced me to Ruben and their Skype-based game. They've been running a DC Adventures Skype game since, what, last August?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, about there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And,
well, I guess I had an alternate idea for the game tonight.
Uh-oh.
How about we do kind of a DCU hangover mashup? We're like, we all go to Vegas, and wake up the next morning, and we're hungover, and like, the baby is actually an infant Bruce Wayne, but see, he was time lost like he was in that one plot thread, huh? How about that? And
it doesn't matter, because in September,
yeah,
all reboots.
That literally could be the story in September, we don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, if you're going to GM Jones, it, go for it.
John played like weird Zach Galifianakis character. And, like, we're driving around, and they're like, man, what's that noise in the trunk? We open the trunk, and it's like Darkseid, but he's naked with a crowbar, and he beats us up. It would rot. You don't want to do that, huh? Okay. All right, fine. Whatever you have prepared, James, is fine.
What would Darkseid's tentacles look like?
They're big.
I think that
blue.
Would be cool if they were, like, totally sleek and skinny.
Uh-huh.
I'm picturing two equally shaped orbs of apocalypse, flames and all.
Mm-hmm. We can't have... We just started the podcast. No dick jokes. Get away from like this mark, okay? There's some decency. There's some standards here. This isn't. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, I think even DC has gotten rid of the Americans comic code by now.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So anyway, so Vincent is playing Superman,
and
Ruben
for...
is playing.
For those playing along at home, it's we actually have the revised stats for Superman. So this is Superman as he appears in Heroes and Villains Volume 2. So it's a preview.
Yeah, so suck it, nerds.
Yeah, you get nothing. Oh, speaking
Dan
of all my nerds.
There.
Speaking of all my nerds, yes. Out there, the Villain Omicron is now in print and it should be in people's hands very soon.
Awesome.
If you ordered it or pre-ordered it. So, hooray.
Yay.
I don't have my copies yet, but hooray.
That happened just a week after Duke Nukem Forever released. That's
I know.
Awesome. All right.
Because it had almost the same reputation on the internet.
And shall we go ahead and pimp the Noble Knight games?
What is that?
That is nope. a great online resource for all of your gaming needs. NobleKnight.com.
And for some reason, I always forget, like, when somebody asks me, oh, how do I find this? Oh, I have no idea. Check eBay. And then I go... Well, wait, there is this place.
There is this place.
Specializes
really good,
in that.
Yeah. That specializes in finding all that dumb crap that you like so much.
Yes. And I've actually
I don't think that's their motto, but...
It might
that's not the official thing they've asked me to say.
It's
but
a
I will say, they have all the dumb crap that you like so much.
And it's pretty awesome. I've actually been to the store, and it's actually a really cool space. So if you ever get to go there in person, it's cool. But if you can't go there in person, you can go there online,
well,
and they've got lots of stuff.
Yeah, where is it?
It's in Janesville, Wisconsin. If you're near the Chicago area, it's about 3 hours away from Chicago.
I believe it's at 2240 Kennedy Road, Janesville, Wisconsin, 53545-0825.
Yep. Well, I think it's designed to be far enough away so that if one of those War World engines drops on Chicago, they'll be out of the line of fire.
Indeed.
And I thought I was geeky, then I met James, and I was like, nah,
nah. Well, you know, I thought it was more interesting than a nuke.
All right, so I'm Kyle Rayner. Dan Houser is Guy Gardner. Vincent is Superman, and Ruben, you are John Stewart.
Yep.
So
one thing I'm doing a little differently tonight that I haven't done with these guys before, I've written some scripts for myself for these podcasts to kind of keep myself organized and remind myself to drop certain plot points. But tonight I actually wrote a script for everybody, so everybody's got some lines. And Mike, do you have yours in front of you yet?
Oh yeah, baby, right here.
Okay, good. Mike's always the last guy to show up, I swear. But anyway, the fun part about doing this is you get a chance to kind of, you know, if you ever do it for your home games, or, you know, I suggest you give it a try. It works really well if you're trying to start an adventure in media res where you want to get the players in character and give out some information by having the players talk to each other and actually have a player with the information, but not having to sit there and go, okay, well, here's what you need to know, and then the player then parrots the same thing. It's like that scene in Space Trek or whatever where Sigourney Weaver is repeating what the computer says. And
Quest, yeah.
Yeah, Galaxy Quest, that's what it was. And she's sitting there.
I was thinking of Heartbreakers, which was also a really good Sigourney Weaver. I'm sorry, please continue.
Yeah, that's all right. So anyway, the idea here is to try and disseminate, you know, exposition without slowing the story down and getting the game off to a quicker start. So, without further ado, is there anything else we want to get out of the way, or are we ready to roll?
No, that's that.
All right, cool. All right,
scene.
This is Scene, DC Demo Podcast, Crisis on the Tanayori Express. Somewhere in deep space in Sector 2814, Green Lantern's John Stewart, Kyle Rayner, and Guy Gardner are flying through an asteroid belt in the Zom system alongside the last son of Krypton, Superman. An emerald sphere surrounds Superman and John Stewart as Stewart shares his atmosphere bubble with Superman.
It's always good to have company on these long flights, John. How are things with the Corps these days?
Same fight, different system, Superman. We do what we can, but there's always more to be done. Sometimes I wonder if there are enough of us to do the job.
Don't talk like that, John. We can do it. The rings wouldn't have chosen us if we couldn't get the job done, right?
Do you pay any stock like this all the time or only when I'm around?
Wouldn't hurt you to talk about your responsibilities, Guy. There's more to helping people.
Bah, yak, yak, yak. You're such a Boy Scout. You know what it says in the dictionary under boring? It's got a picture of a giant red and yellow S right there. I'm a Green Lantern. Green Lanterns kick ass and save the universe, and then we go do it again. Wake me up when it's time to hit something.
Suddenly, all three Green Lantern rings start pinging, alerting them to a distress call. John summons up a speaker to listen to the call.
Attention, attention. This is the Tanayori Express, Route 1. We are being attacked by unknown alien forces. Please send help. The security officers are burning.
The sound of metal being blasted open interrupts his voice.
Oh, please, for Weak's sake. I'm just an engineer. Don't.
And then it cuts out.
The Tanayori Express? What's that?
John Stewart points his ring at the side of a large asteroid, constructing an elaborate green doorway that opens slowly into a shimmering blue space beyond space. As he works, he says,
according to my ring, it's an interstellar train. It runs through a wormhole connecting sectors 2813 and 1156. And carries passengers and light freight between highly developed worlds. Technology is years ahead of Earth's. They've created a track made of light, surrounded the train with its own atmosphere. My ring is the coordinates for a hyperspace jump to the track slightly ahead of the train. Let me just
see you there, suckers. Yahoo!
Guy dives into the doorway.
Guy, come on, man, let's stick together.
And Kyle jumps in after him.
Well, John, once more into the fray.
Glad to have at least one person along who has his head in the game.
Hold my hand.
And then they slowly come together and kiss.
Yeah. Okay. And they're off script already. Okay.
Sure. What happens
next?
Start
your flash fiction, people.
I didn't order a pizza, but hey, you're kind of cute.
With my ring, I can generate something up to 30,000 cubic feet.
All right, the green door closes behind the heroes as they pass into hyperspace and then vanishes.
We're now behind the green door.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Coincidence.
You guys are speeding through actually a bluish-green tunnel generated by the ring that connects to the shimmering blue hyperspace wormhole, basically, which is a construct held open by complicated alien sci-fi technology. And basically,
light.
Yes, you see a long, thin, golden strand of light that shines through the middle of this tunnel. And coming at you, you see a what looks like a very large, bulky monorail with the bottom half of the train wrapped around the spindle of light. And you can see there's actually wind and air in this tunnel. And the you actually see fire, flames and smoke billowing out of the front of the train, the first engine car of the train. There are about six train cars, and the first one looks like it looks like the first two have caught fire. Guys want to roll initiative?
What is my initiative?
Certainly.
Superman has a 16.
16. All right, Kyle.
Show up. Oh, sorry. I had a 10.
10? All right, John?
10.
10. Total of 16.
John has a 16 as well. What's your initiative bonus, John?
Plus 2.
Plus 2? Okay, well, you guys are tied. All right. Guy?
I rolled a 15. 15. And my initiative is plus 6. That's 21.
Oh, okay. 21. All right.
It's always good to have the brash guy go first.
Yes,
yes
it
indeed.
Is.
You know what's great about his picture in the book? It totally looks like he's flipping the bird. Like he's going, up yours, Guy Gardner.
He's like a ginger Bo.
He's like, booyah, Green Lantern.
Yeah, it kind of does. All right, so Guy Gardner, you're at the lead anyway, so you're charging towards the train. What's your first action?
I'm going to construct a police roadblock barricade thing to try and stop the train.
Okay. You're going to try and tell the train to stop.
No, I'm just going to try and stop it. Like, you know, but instead of using a giant hand, I will use a giant barricade made up of cars and SWAT team vehicles and a bunch of little construct guys waiting to stop the train.
All right. Make a... let's see. You are going to be using your force constructs, which gives you create 16, but I think you're limited to your willpower, which is blah, blah, blah. What is your will? 16. All right. Wow. Guy Gardner can lay the smack down here, can't he? All right. So basically, you've put up a blockade that has 16 toughness in front of the train.
Right.
And it is barreling towards it at... tremendous speed, and the go ahead and roll a toughness save for the thing.
I rolled a 9.
Okay, the train smashes through.
Wah! Oh, you gotta pay for that one.
And as it's approaching you, and you can see that the engineering room, which is like I said, shaped like a monorail but larger. You can see flashes of red light inside and smoke filling the canopy. Doesn't look like there's anybody actually in charge at this point. All right, so that was Guy's action. It did actually take some damage, the vehicle. You can actually see some of the metal up front is dented. But it looks like this train is made out of sterner stuff than something you might expect from Earth. All right, so that was Guy. Going down the list, we have both Superman and John. You two guys get to go. What are you going to do?
I always defer to Superman. You go first.
All right.
Let's see. John, protect the people. I'll try to slow the train, and I'll fly to the nose. Try to latch on. And.
All right. Superman grabs the front of the train, and he is going to roll a strength check.
Yay, strength. Oh, wow, that's pretty good. Yoink!
You know, Supes, if you wanna hold action, can't I use my turn to assist you?
Okay.
We could team up. Like we used to in the JLA. Remember those days?
Yeah, I hate you.
Okay.
Hey, was that good before idea. Or after your girlfriend got stuffed in a refrigerator?
So is Superman going to delay his action to to go with Kyle?
Yeah, good idea, Kyle. Okay. So I'll fly around the front and I'll basically keep my hands on it kind of casually, peeking up over, wait for the nod.
Yeah. All right. So Superman delays his action to Kyle and John gets to go. What are you going to do, John?
Okay, I will fly into the train.
All right, you're flying into the front?
Yeah, into the front of the train.
Okay.
See if I can figure out what's going on.
All right, actually, there is a big gaping hole in the ceiling of the second car, which is one of the passenger cars. So if you want to drop down through that hole and then proceed forward, it looks like you're basically following whatever blew its way in. You drop in and you see there are some charred husks of bodies scattered around that look like security forces who are trying to form some sort of living barricade to keep, you know, someone from getting past, and obviously they failed. Behind
like Rebel Soldiers, Star Wars.
Yeah. Gotcha. You see behind you there are a group of people, all aliens of different races, kind of huddled into their seats and pushed back against the walls, and there seems to be the wall or the door leading to either direction has been blown out, but it looks like the one going behind you towards the back of the train was punched out physically, whereas the one in front of you was melted out or burned out.
Okay, well, I'll go through the one that was punched. It was punched from this direction, right?
Right. So it looks like maybe two people came through here. One went forward and one went aft.
Well, I'll follow aft, and I'll actually relate that over my ring. I'll say I'm heading aft right now towards the back of the train.
Okay. All right. As you go past, you see aliens poking up and sticking their heads out, and you can see their eyes following the Green Lantern ring and uniform, and they all start whispering at each other. And you can see, as you pass by, there seems to be a wave of relief, like, oh, good, there's a police officer here.
I steal their...
What?
You
steal their what?
I steal their money.
Oh, okay.
If at the end of my move, I haven't...
All right. You're going to be flying back towards the back of the train, and I think that'll end your action there. So that was 16 on the initiative chart. Going down to 10, we have Superman and Kyle who are going to try a team check on the train. The train has a lot of inertia, so it's basically going to require you guys to make a strength check. Which one of you has the higher effect value on a like strength or move object? Let's see here. Superman has a strength of 19. What's Kyle's ring give him here?
18. Probably 18, isn't it?
Yeah. Let's see. Move object of 18. So yeah. So go ahead and roll a d20 and add it to 18, and tell me what you get.
I get a 15, so that's going to be a total of 33.
33. Okay, when you're providing assistance with a team check, your difficulty class is 10, and based on how much you beat that by how many successes determines what kind of a bonus you give Superman. And you beat 10 by a 23, so that easily gets you 4 successes, which maxes you out at a +5 bonus to Superman's strength roll. So Superman, roll a 19 +5, 24 plus the die.
All right, and I rolled a 19, so total of 43.
Total of 43. All right. Let's see. The difficulty on this train is actually a 30, so you beat it by One, two, three successes. You've slowed it down a great deal. But it's still moving forward. You're going to need to keep putting the pressure on for probably another, you know, another roll like that would stop it cold.
I'll grit my teeth dramatically.
Okay. And at this point, let's see, we get to switch to, let's see, Guy's gone, John's gone, Kyle and Superman both went. It's time for turn two. All right, so Guy, this thing just smashed through your barricade. What are you going to do?
Oh, you're not getting off that easy. I manifest like a horse's bridle around the front of the train.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to try and make it stop myself.
Okay. All right, you've got a move object of, let's see, 16 for Guy Gardner. So go ahead and roll a d20 and add it to 16 and tell me what you get.
Ooh, 32.
Nice. That is another success. Four successes. All right. It is.
You can't beat me. I'm a freaking Green Lantern over here.
All right. It's almost stopped. Luckily enough, you haven't derailed it yet. All right. One more success. We'll stop the train. All right. Meanwhile, John is heading to the back of the train, and you can see as you're coming through, people are standing up and looking around frightened, and as they see the Green Lantern passing through, they all start pointing to the back of the train and jabbering at you. Your universal translator does its best to keep up, but there's so many people talking at once. For a moment, all you hear is noise, and then you see a security officer being helped up by a young alien in the back, and the young alien looks up and he says, "It was the Kryptonian."
Look at the ring. Tap it. Is there anything in the back of the train that somebody would want to steal?
They all look at each other and say, "We don't know. We're just passengers."
Why was that? Well, okay. The guy being helped up.
The security officer. He looks at you for a moment, then he pulls out what looks like a little communicator device with a screen on it, and he taps it for a minute. Go ahead and roll me a persuasion check to see if you can get him to give you confidential information here.
Let's see. I do not have persuasion.
So you're just going to go off raw presence here, or intimidate if you want to try and get tough with him.
Well, I'll bark it at him like it's a military order.
Okay.
Plus 7. Okay, hold on. Let me go to my roll here.
Yeah, you can pull rank on him.
There are wild Kryptonians running around here. actually, hold on. I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. Okay, total of 15.
Total of 15 on the die. This guy is not that invested in standing up to a Green Lantern. So he sort of looks at you for a moment, and then he looks down and he says, "I don't know. Something. There was something in the secure train. They even had us put a cloaking device on the train car. I don't know how anybody would have known about it, but I never thought the Superman would attack us."
At that point, I'll fly back and I'll say, "Evidently, there's somebody on here. They're mistaking for you, Kryptonia. What you call Superman?"
Hey, fellas, when's the last time I dealt with the crime syndicate? Anybody?
I don't know. Who's the big name on this comic?
We're going to call this a Green Lantern comic book, so we'll say the big name is probably the three Green Lanterns here.
Yeah.
Well, if I had to speculate, just remember from my time in the JLA, that was back when you were just running a bar, Guy. I believe that this sounds like we got Ultraman from the crime syndicate. That's just my guess, though. So, anyway, moving along.
Yeah, your ring is pinging and trying to sense what's going on ahead of you, and it tells you that there's some sort of cloaking device that's interfering with its scanners. Have a hero point. I'm going to keep track. Actually, everybody here, since there are innocents in danger, I'm going to give you all a hero point. So you now have two. And I'm going to put an additional one on Stuart because his ring's not able to penetrate the cloaking device. And can't give him the information he needs.
Just a thought while we're all being intellectual here. Has anyone thought about going into the engine of the train and pushing the accelerator to stop?
That's what I told John to do. Yeah.
You said to protect the people.
Whatever. That's what heard. You hear what you want to hear.
Well, I heard you were more powerful than a locomotive, but I guess you can't stop this train.
He's stopping it. Just taking him a minute. All right. John's turn
I'm
is over.
I'm stopping it.
Let's see. Guy went, John went, and now it is time for Superman and Kyle. What are you guys going to do?
Nothing. Well, I grit my teeth dramatically, so I might as well do it.
All right.
And your veneers just peel off because you're a reporter.
Don't listen to him.
All right, is this going to be another team check, or is Kyle going to go do something else?
Well, let me try first, because it's slowing way down, correct?
Right, all right. It only needs one success left to do it. So if you want to send Kyle inside, it's like, go check inside. You can do
that. I got this. Push the decelerate button and the whatever.
Okay, I fly in while Superman's doing his thing.
Okay, so we'll start with Superman. Superman, go ahead and roll your strength check.
36
total. Done. All right, the train has come to a complete stop.
Good job, guy.
What do you expect? Who do I punch in there?
All right, Kyle, you drop down inside and see the burning hole leading forward to the engineering, and you see the other direction where John went. So I assume you're heading forward into engineering, into the smoke and fire?
I whip up a quick respirator with the ring, and I still got my little oxygen, atmosphere bubble, and go in there, see if I can rescue the engineer if he's still alive. And
little firefighter uniform?
Exactly. I have a construct Dalmatian next to me.
Okay. All right, you charge in and push your way past. You see a few more bodies here, and there's a lot of... actually, as you come in through the corridor, it kind of splits into a Y and wraps around some control panels that are in the middle of the room. And as you step to one side, you see a being step aside from the other direction and turn around to face you with two glowing red eyes. Find yourself face to face with the head of the Red Lantern Corps, Atrocitus.
Are we allies at this point?
Nope.
Okay.
He turns. He points his ring at you and he says, "Welcome aboard, Kyle Rayner. I knew that you would be here. I also knew you would be the first to fall." And he attacks.
Okay.
What is your dodge? Your base dodge value.
Let's see. Pull up this character sheet right here. Base dodge value is 12.
Okay, so he has to hit a 12 plus 10, a 22. So he is attacking, and he is going to use his power ring. He's just going to fire a red beam of energy at you, and he is an attack bonus of plus 10 with the power ring. So he is going to roll, and he gets a 22 total, so he hits. And you are going to have to roll a toughness check against a damage value that I have in front of here. Okay, he's got a damage value of 16. And
toughness is 13, and I just rolled a 17.
So you get a 30?
30.
Okay. Yeah. So that puts you at... You've got a bruise. You got a minus one penalty to your future toughness saves. You're at a minus one. And So he holds this beam up, and a flash of red light slams into you, and you can feel the heat of his rage as he punches you back out. And you're going to get another hero point because you just got knocked back through the first car that you were in and into the third car. So you went from the engineering back to through the first car, the first passenger car, and land in the second passenger car.
Through first class into economy.
Yep.
All right, I communicate this information to the rest of the team. Let know we have Red Lanterns on board.
Well, why don't you say it then?
Team, Crassidus is here.
Great. Get a chance to whack one of these idiots.
All right. That was Kyle's turn, and that ends the round. The next round we have... Atrocitus actually goes first. There's a sudden red spot of heat on the outside of the train as he melts his way through the canopy and bursts out next to Superman and Guy and screeches at you and he says, "Feel my rage!" And let's see. He is going to attack Guy because Guy's a Green Lantern and he hates Green Lanterns. Let's see. This is actually a he actually opens his mouth and spews out his burning blood attack, which has which is actually a melee attack that uses reach, kind of like Kid Devil's fire attack. So he's got a different attack bonus with this. Guy, what is your parry?
My parry score is a 10.
Okay, so he has to hit a 20 to hit you.
Okay.
All right, and he rolls poorly. Yeah, he hit a 15, so he misses.
It's like vomiting blood and missing.
The blood kind of spews out, and I guess Guy would probably dive back from it and twist to the side.
All those years of running warriors, Guy got really good at dodging vomit.
That's true. Now let me show you how I take care of a tuberculosis victim. It's my turn.
All right, so that was Atrocitus' action, and then we go down to Guy. Hey, Guy, it's your turn.
Hey, Doc Holliday, feel my right, and I'm gonna just hit him with a right punch, like stretch it out, but the fist is gonna be in a boxing glove. Ba-bow!
Okay, so you're basically using your force blast in the shape of a giant fist.
Yes.
Or a giant boxing glove. All right.
That's correct.
So you will use your power ring attack, which is a plus 10 to hit.
Oh, wait.
So...
I have a better idea.
What's that?
I have a better idea. All right. Instead of hitting him with a fist, I'm going to surround him with 50 Mike Tysons and punch him. Bam!
No, we'll have them bite his head.
Oh, that's in round two.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
All right, do you want to make that a power stunt, and are you trying to do, like, is this like a multi-attack, or is this going to be...
It will be represented by a bunch of Mike Tysons punching me at once, but essentially it's just one punch.
Okay,
they're
so
all punching
I did,
at the same time. Bam!
Okay,
and then they'll dissipate.
Okay, I didn't know if you were
could
trying
do that
to go
thing
for...
Where, like,
it could be like a power stunt where you would get an advantage that would either make it easier to hit... and, you know, in exchange for less damage, or you could power stunt, like an attack, like auto fire multi attack that would give you more damage if you hit roll wheel real well, or you could just do the normal force blast numbers, which would be 10 to hit and 16 for damage. So is that what you want to do? The first the 10 plus 10,
yeah,
16
yeah,
damage.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Do I have to roll?
Okay. Yeah. For people listening at home, Guy Gardner is power level 13. and that's why his attack bonus and his damage bonus have to add up to 26. That's twice the power level. So his attack bonus right now is a plus 10. So roll a 20-sided die and add it to 10.
Oh, and just for everyone's information, I'm using the Wizards of the Coast online die roller.
Mm-hmm.
And I rolled a 20.
Okay. That is a
critical. Shazam!
Screenshots.
Hacks, okay.
That is a critical hit, which means you get to add one level of success to your damage. So it's basically plus 5 to the damage. So he has to roll against, instead of your 16, he has to roll against a 21 for his toughness check.
You know, if he's staggered, he gets a free chance to vomit blood.
Oh, I'll help you vomit that blood, son. I'll make sure he's spitting up blood. Don't worry.
All my enemies spit up blood sooner or later.
Be collecting chiclets here in a second.
Chiclets?
That's his teeth.
Teeth out. They're all cinnamon, though.
All right, so let's see.
He contains no chiclets.
Yep. He rolls a 10 on his toughness check, and that gives him a total of 28. So 28 versus you had a 21 damage bonus total. So that actually puts him
It should be
slightly
16 and 15, so it should be 31, 36.
Well, I'm actually just going by his damage bonus. I'm using the reference table in the back of the book, so I can just use the actual bonus of the damage. So his damage bonus is actually 21, which is one column to the right of the chart. So you can basically just go up one row and, you know, curve up and get the same result. So he rolled a 10, which is a 28, which means he is actually dazed. And he gets a minus 1 penalty. So, Atrocitus is now dazed. And has a minus 1 cumulative penalty to toughness checks. Alright. And that is Guy. Kicking things like he's good at. You said it was a bunch of Mike Tysons who just punched Atrocitus?
Yes.
Okay.
Surrounded him and then punched him in his head.
Yep. Oh, by the way, we're going to say...
Like
we're...
From...
go ahead, Mike.
No, it's okay. The moment's passed. Please go ahead.
I'm just... let's see. Actually, let's head on to... Let's see, that was 21. That brings us back down to John.
Okay. I'll go over the ring and I'll say, I'm going to check in the back to make sure there aren't any other hostiles. And if there aren't, I'll come out and join you guys in taking Atrocitus down.
Okay.
So I fly in the back.
You fly to the back and through the last of the areas where the door's been punched through. And the lights in here are out. And but your ring shines a green light through here. And you see a man standing next to an open case. With his hand down into the case itself, and as soon as you enter the ring and pass, or into the room rather, and you find yourself inside the cloaking device's scrambling ability, your ring starts beeping wildly, warning you of danger. As something in the box, which is large enough to hold a large coffin. You hear something powering up and clicking in there, but the face that turns to face you, even though you're looking at Superman's cape and Superman's S, the face that turns to you is half metal as you find yourself face to face with the cyborg Superman.
Okay.
And he glowers at you, and he says, "You should not have interfered.
You should not have attacked this train, is it?"
Yep. All right, so let's see. John, that was a move action to get here. You still have a standard action if you want to try and take a shot at him.
Yeah, I think I will take a shot at him. Since he's Cyborg Superman, could I do something funky like try a power stunt to have my ring emit green kryptonite energy?
As far as I know, the rings can only emit force and light type effects. Okay. I I think I'd allow that if you had a really high science skill and were skilled with radiation. But
his technology is 11.
His technology is 11. All right, tell you what, roll a technology skill to see if you know enough about radiation to do that.
I know nothing about radiation.
Spend a hero point, reroll.
Oh, yeah. That actually would be kind of cool. That would I'll spend the hero point and reroll.
Okay.
I know less. Well, okay, I rolled a 6, but because it's a hero point, it's up to 16.
Right.
It's the 11, 27 is what I'm
Yeah. For those playing along at home, anytime you roll under a 10 when you're or under an 11 when you're rolling on a hero point, you get to add 10 to the roll. So what was your total? 27?
Total is 27, yeah.
Okay. That's good enough. I'm gonna give you the chance. You're going to power stunt a kryptonite blast or what?
Yeah, I'm just going to try and emit a, a pulse of kryptonite energy or kryptonite radiation.
Uh-huh.
And I'll fatigue myself to do it because it's a power stunt, right? So.
Mm-hmm.
Okie dokie. So what do I do with that? What should I roll?
Let's see. Are you using what? Are you just emitting the radiation, or are you actually throwing a blast at him with a new descriptor on it?
Oh yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, actually, okay, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll just alter the descriptor to kryptonite and just blast him with it.
Okay, I'm going to say this is an alternate effect. You spent the hero point already, so I'm not going to charge you for the fatigue. But okay. Usually, when you're doing an alternate effect, you spend some fatigue on that. But I'm playing a little fast and loose with the rules here. I'm looking at the wrong character sheet. There you go. There's Stuart. So you've got a force blast of 15.
Fans at home, Hellraiser did this very thing, and I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Did he?
Yeah, Man of Tomorrow, number 19, back in 1998.
Okay. I'm a little fuzzy on the limits of the rings, depending on. I guess it depends mostly on who's writing it, but. I wasn't sure if they could actually do that much in the way of variable descriptors. But since it actually doesn't have variable descriptor on the character sheet, I'm basically saying something like this: you're power stunting to get the variable descriptor, so your damage is going to go down. Let's see, variable description is a +1 flat extra, right? So that would just be your damage is going to go down by one rank. So you're going to do damage value of 14 instead of 15, and you're going to fire your energy blast. So go ahead and roll an attack roll.
Okay, so range attack is +11. I roll a 10 for a total of 21.
Okay, Cyborg Superman is very fast. Let's see, his dodge is you had to hit a 24. He moves even as you fire the energy blast and carve out a hole in the wall behind him. He's a blur of motion, zipping to the other side of the train. Like
I mumble as he shoots. He says, "I pretty much put everything into that one."
Actually, you can. I'm going to let you keep that power for the rest of the scene. So let's see here. I'm trying to remember what the official ruling on hero points. Let me look at my screen. Alternate effects. Trying to remember if I know that sustained or permanent duration powers that your power stunting can last for the scene, but in this particular case, yeah, I'm going to allow it since it's not really like you are doing anything different from turn to turn. Okay, yeah. So John has gone both of his actions. We are down to 11. Cyborg Superman gets to go. All right. He sneers at you with what little remains of his face, and his eyes both flash red as he unleashes his heat vision on you. He's going to fire. Okay, his heat vision is a ranged damage effect. He is going to roll. He has got a... let's see. Okay, they list his blaster. What is his 3 range combat technomorph weapons? Oh, actually, he's more accurate with his his arm. Basically, he holds his arm up, and it goes from being this cybernetic claw, it changes shape, and the pieces and parts move around to expose a large cannon where he fires a reddish beam of energy out at you. And I am rolling D20 plus 11. So that he hits a 13. So that probably doesn't come anywhere near. No, he needed to hit a 19 to hit you. So he misses and blasts a huge hole in the wall behind you. You can go ahead and describe your dodge if you want.
Well, yeah, we both start circling each other, just and tearing the absolute heck out of the car. Like, you know, I figure a green lance cuts out the side. It looks awesome.
Okay. As you're circling and fighting each other, out of the corner of your eye, you catch movement as an arm reaches up from inside the box and grabs the edge of the box, and a shape starts to stand up. And you see the arm has two-tone green bands wrapped around it, and it's a very powerful muscled arm that looks like it's flesh-toned, but it's obviously made up of different robot parts that are still clicking and pulling into place, but as it sits up, you recognize Amazo, the android.
Glad you said Amazo, because I was going to guess Ted Nugent.
It's the Nuge! Flee!
What is Ted Nugent doing in a box? Anyway, never mind.
What is Amazo doing in a box in space? Does everyone have a friggin' Amazo?
Yes.
I want one.
Who doesn't want their own Amazo?
Good boys get Amazos.
Oh, okay. What do the bad boys get?
Well, wait your turn.
What do good men get?
The potential portal.
Janet Jackson. Very early 90s Janet Jackson.
Okay. That would mean that El DeBarge is a bad boy, and I just don't see it.
We all know that Michael Jackson was bad.
All right, so Cyborg Superman 1 on 11, Superman and Kyle. You both get to go. Kyle, you're picking yourself up and dusting yourself off. What are you going to do next?
Superman, do you have Atrocitus handled?
I don't know. Does this guy respond to reason in negotiation?
Oh, Christ. I go outside so I can bind. I'll use my move action to get outside the train, and I'll use my my regular action to put some green energy bindings around Atrocitus.
Okay. Atrocitus is currently dazed, which means he can only take a single standard action, but his defenses are still... you still have to hit his normal dodge for this. Okay.
I'm at plus 10 with the power ring, and I'm going to do a roll.
Okay, let's see. We are actually using... The force constructs, which is the create object power. Let's see, 28. So you got a plus 10 to hit, right? Yeah.
Yeah, from the power ring. So
yep.
Rolled an 8, total of 18. So
total of 18. That's a miss. You can describe your miss. You gonna spend a hero point? Okay.
Yeah, let's do a reroll on that one.
Okay.
15 on the reroll.
15 on a reroll. 25. You needed to hit a 20, so that gets him. All right, you have according to the rules, you've encapsulated him in a construct, so you can describe what the construct. Go ahead and describe what you've done.
It's a giant glowing green Prozac pill. Like you might prescribe for someone with anger control issues.
You want to throw in a one-liner to go with that?
I got nothing.
Take a chill pill.
Thanks.
All right. Chill out.
Chill out. All right. Kyle gets a hero point for making the GM laugh. All right. Let's see. We get... that was Kyle on a 10. Superman, what are you going to do?
Does he appear to be... would his defenses be lowered at any point?
He's trapped in a small space here, but technically he's not grappled. Let me see here. But you'd have to punch through the green construct to hit him anyway.
Unless his head was exposed.
I'd make a hole. Superman can punch through if he wants.
I guess you could use a move object, couldn't you, to use it as a grapple. As next round. Later. Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Sorry, use our ring, Superman.
Sorry.
Whatever.
Jack was checking in with me about the podcast that we're doing with him tomorrow, and I had to really cool let him know that yes, we're on. So anyway, let's see, where were we?
You gonna make a hole?
Oh yeah, you gonna?
Yeah, it should just be a free action, right? Just to make a hole.
Well, you can suggest that you exposed his head. Or something? Is that what you're trying to do?
I expose the spleen. Oh, yeah, sure. I expose his head. The rest of him is in a giant pill, except for his ugly, toothy head.
Like his face is sticking out of the pill.
Yeah.
Rawr. So that he can puke blood on people.
No.
Exactly. Cool.
All right. So what's Superman gonna do?
Well, crap sandwich. I was gonna power attack, and then if I miss, I'll try again. I have the power attack feat, which allows me to push it up to 5. I'll lower my defenses by 2. Are we using the house rule where you can stack them? Do you care?
I allow a maneuver stacking, so okay. you can stack that. Just be aware that your defense will be traded off.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. I'm Superman.
For those playing along at home, what we're talking about is he's using 2 combat maneuvers. Do you have both of them as powers?
No, I only have power attack. So
you can only trade off 2 on the other. Okay.
Right.
So what he's doing is he's combining a combat maneuver with an advantage. He's taking 2 points from his defense and using that to increase his attack, which he's then using to trade off and increase his damage. So how much attack bonus are you trading to damage?
All of it. So 5. Okay,
5. So you're maxing out 5, and you'll be losing 2 dex and losing 3 attack.
Correct.
Net. Okay. Go ahead and roll your attack roll.
All right, I got to figure out what that is. It's actually, now that I think about it, I don't think it's very good. Close combat 11 by default, so minus 3 is 8.
Okay.
Okay, let's see what happens. Go, Wizards of the Coast, die roller, go. Okay, so I rolled a 2, so I'm going to spend a hero point.
Okay, hero point gone.
Okay. And I'm re-rolling, and I rolled a 18, so for a total of 26.
26, all right. 26 will hit his parry of 20, or 10, rather. Adding 10 to that gives him 20. So you do hit. This is a power attack, so this is Superman's strength of 19 plus 5, right?
Right.
Okay. So he is going to hit with a full damage of 24. So again, you guys are bumping off the edge of the damage matrix chart. But that's all right. He is going to roll his toughness check here, and he's got a toughness of 18. So he rolls a 20, so he's got a 38, which goes down off the chart as well. So basically, we're going to go for the math version of this. So 38, and you had a 24. The
plus
normal
15 is 39.
The normal difficulty class for damage is 39. So he actually missed it by 5. Is that right?
By 1.
By yeah. 1. So he takes another minus 1 cumulative penalties. Oh, wait, no, because he had a minus 1 before, so he missed it by 2. But still, he takes another minus. So he's at a minus 2 bruise. So you clobber him, and it's like, and you scrape your knuckles on his teeth. He's a tough bastard.
And, all right, I'll fly up to the pill and I'll reel back my fist and make the I'm exerting myself sound. There's atmosphere where this train is, correct?
Right.
Okay, but maybe like a strange pop sound because there's nobody with enough resistance to actually be able to hear the real sound except for probably me. He goes, what's it goes? I like that. But it goes blam, a little shockwave. And then Atrocious just blinks. Blink, blink.
Atrocitus.
Atrocitus.
You broke one of my crowns. Now I'm really mad.
Grr. All right, that was Superman on 10. And that is the end of the round. So on Atrocitus's next round, let's see. I'm trying to remember. He got dazed with Guy's original attack, and that was after his action. So, right, he's dazed until the end of his next turn. Okay. But anyway, Amazo actually gets to stand, gets to go first this round.
Eek.
And he stands up, and in a very mechanical, dull voice, stands up saying, programming incomplete.
I look over at what you call Artificial Superman, and I scream, "Get him, Amazo!"
Recognizing default circuitry or default enemies, shing, Green Lantern preparing to terminate, and his eyes flash red, and he is going to use heat vision on you. He's like, and as he says, you know, command not accepted. And he rolls, and he gets his attack bonus is an 8 with this attack, which gives him a 19 total. Which, John, what's your dodge?
Dodge is 19, actually. Oh, the total is 19. Yeah.
So the total is 19. So he just hit you. All right, roll your toughness save.
Got a plus 15 with my power ring on.
Okay.
And I rolled a 19. Seriously, I swear.
So you got a 34 total?
Yeah.
All right, so you take no damage from this attack. The beams flash off of your force field. And as he's standing there, you notice that his legs are still clicking into place, and he's still sort of... He only had one action this turn. So okay. That was his attack, but next round he's going to actually be able to start moving and attacking. All right. You now have two very powerful characters in here with you in a small area, both of whom seem to want to kill you. All right. So that was Amazo, who is going on an initiative of 69. Dropping down to 22, we have Atrocitus. Who is dazed. He can only take one action this round. And so that would allow him to either break free or attack. And in this case, I'm thinking rage. He is just going to explode out of this pill, because that's too hard of a pill to swallow for him. And he is going to, belching blood and fire, he is going to... let's see. He's going to use his damage effect to blast this construct. Kyle made the construct, so it is a... It has a structure. It has a toughness of 18. So, Kyle, roll a toughness check for the construct.
Okay. And rolling. And hang on, reset. Roll 15.
15, so that's a 33 total. And his damage value is 31, so he actually does not do enough damage to break free. So he is still trapped in this bubble with his head sticking out. All right, that's Atrocitus' turn, and he is no longer dazed. 21, Guy, what are you doing?
Okay,
Actually, Guy, make a perception check.
Oh, that's going to work out just fine for me.
Roll a d20 and add 10. Or add, I noticed. Actually, where is it? Perception 6, rather.
Oh, okay. Total of 19. I rolled a 13.
Oh, nice. All right. Well, you've got this guy in front of you, but you also see energy beams lancing out in three different directions from the back of the train. So... It's up to you whether you want to keep punching this this guy who seems to be relatively helpless, or if you want to, you know, go show up, John.
let's go see what John Stewart is doing.
Okay.
That would show me, I'd say.
Show him up.
Jeez.
All right. So it's a move action to get to the back of the train, and the laser blasts that have fired out have carved some pretty big holes in the side of the train. You see John circling around trying to keep both of these guys in front of him, and he seems to be facing off with Cyborg, Superman, and Amazo the Android.
Whoa! Kind of bit off more than you could chew here, Stuart. I got an idea.
I was trying to warm them up for you.
I'm gonna create a cloud around Amazo of piranha. I'm gonna try and just distract him completely.
Okay.
Like a light based startle effect, but it's all just crazy 3D piranha are getting me.
Okay. So let's see. Are you trying to power stunt and affliction here, or are you just using an attack roll force construct? We could let's see. I'm just trying to think of a good affliction you could do here.
I can disorient him. Is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. This could be considered like a blinding effect, essentially, where he can't see until he gets out of this cloud effect.
Right.
So actually, this could be concealment. You're basically concealing everything around him in the area, an area cloud. So he actually doesn't get a saving throw against that. It's just everything around him is concealed. We need to power stunt that. So let's see how many points you have active. In your array, you have 32 points. So let me really quick build that up in Hero Lab in their library feature. All right. Powers, new power. This is going to be concealment. This is going to be with the extra attack. This is going to be ranged. Increased range and area cloud. And since it's a cloud, it'll last one turn after you do the attack. And you are basically attacking his dodge. Actually, no, it's not his dodge. It's area, so that won't matter. So let's see. You have 32 points. Which means you could do all visual senses. Easily do all visual senses. And, let's see. Is there a special sense? I'm going to say, since they're making noise, all oral senses too. That's only 24 points. So you can basically fill the area with noisy little fish that, keep him from being able to hear or see.
Oh, flying robot piranhas.
Yeah, there you go. And there's
just all of them screaming.
Yeah, swimming around him and making all sorts of noise that he can't see anything outside of the area. All right.
Yep.
Cool. See, he is now essentially blinded and deafened. Once you've done that, because it's a cloud effect, you can switch to something else next round. You don't have to maintain it. It'll last for, a turn after this.
So right. Does that take up points out of my array, though? Does that leave me with, like...
No, that's what I'm saying. Once you've done it as an attack, you can now reset your array points to something else.
Oh, okay.
Because it has its own built-in extension on the action from the cloud area of effect extra. So once you've used it, you can switch to another power and it'll stay up. So Amazo is now, I'm going to draw a little picture for myself, in a cloud of piranha fishies.
Of course.
And,
robots who scream.
Yeah.
Screaming robot piranha.
All right, so let's see. That was Guy's turn, and now it is time for 16 John, you're up. He seems to be trying to distract Amazo, so you can focus on Cyborg Superman.
I say, I want you to know, thanks for the assist, Gardner. And will attempt to blast Superman again, or the Cyborg Superman again.
Yep. Roll your attack roll.
Okay. 1d20. Not better. Okay, so I got a 13 total.
13 total? All right. So did you want to spend a hero point on that?
You've got
two.
Might as well get rid of the... Well, but I already used one, so...
Right, you got two left. You had three at one point.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay. So, I will use a hero point to roll again.
Okay.
And I got an 11, which is the worst possible roll.
a hero point.
Which means I get a total of 22, which means I missed it.
The 22. Cyborg Superman's dodge is, really high. All right. I'm gonna let you describe this miss.
Yeah, what you go again, causing like more can opener damage to the the train, like just beaming up a kryptonite beam through the outside of the thing, and he's really fast, Gardner. I'm sorry about this.
Hey, just
no, that's a great idea.
As you're doing this, actually, you know what? No, in this round you did hit him. Because he's actually starting to slow down. He's feeling the effects of the kryptonite radiation, even though you haven't got a direct hit on him. So he's starting to get slower and weaker. So you hit him, and he's got to roll a toughness check against this. I'm going to say he's at a minus two penalty to his stats just from being near the beams. And he's actually got a toughness check of... Because he's at a minus two penalty. He's at a 14 this round. So your damage is... What 14, the power rate? 15? 14.
It's 15 normally, but minus
1. Right, so 14 damage, and he's got a toughness of 14, so that means rolling a D, we have an 8, so that's 22 on the die. Means he has been dazed, and he has a minus 1 penalty to future toughness saves.
Excellent.
Minus one. Dazed. I'm going to start noting down when I write somebody's dazed, what I do when I'm writing this down, some people have been asking, like, how I keep track of combat and whatever. What I usually do is I just have, the names, and I kind of jot down minus one toughness or whatever. With Superman, I'm, with Cyborg Superman... I'm writing not only the word dazed, but I'm jotting down what initiative number it happened on. So in this case, I'm putting down dazed and then in parentheses 16 next to it. So I know that the next time, initiative 16 comes around, I can scratch it out and eliminate that penalty, that condition. So that was... On John's turn, you've got a move action left, John. What are you going to do? You want to keep the fight in here, or you want to try and take it outside?
Well, no, I'll still stay in the general. Well, actually, Amazo might. I'll probably go through one of the holes, but still keep sight on the Cyborg Superman.
Okay. All right, you're trying to lead him outside, and he definitely thinks of you as a primary threat because you're throwing kryptonite around. Let's see. Strength, flight, super speed, and super strength. Impaired, disabled, and eventually debilitated. There we go. All right. So, that was on 16. Going down the list, we hit 11. Cyborg Superman gets to go next. And his eyes glowing red. He blasts out of the same hole as you do, and he is going to power attack on John. So he is dropping his attack bonus by 5, and he is increasing his damage by 5. So he's PO'd.
And this will fix my kryptonite cup.
You what? All right. So that's 6 on the die, which means he only hits an 11, which means he misses you by a mile. Yeah, his big arm cannon is blazing away, and John is easily dodging out of the path of these blasts. As you're flying around outside, the blasts hit the edges of the space tunnel, this big shimmering blue energy field around it, and they all just seem to be distorted and stretched out into either direction. As it hits the tunnel, it kind of twists around and peels off the energy, and it seems to be shunted off towards either end of the tunnel, like it's being pulled along the surface of the tunnel. And actually, I'm going to roll a quick technology roll for you, and it seems to be some sort of effect of gravity being manipulated to hold this tunnel through space-time in place.
So I will suppress gravity powers next turn.
Alright. Well, if you wanted to destroy the tunnel and kill all the people inside, that might be a good idea.
I'm working on it.
If you want to, like, but basically it's like there's like a very thin what is the word I'm looking for? Event horizon that has a very strong pull on it that can even pull energy along it. So you might, you know, use the walls of this arena as a weapon. Yeah. All right. Next up we have let's see, Cyborg, Superman, Mist, Superman, and Kyle get to go. Kyle, what are you doing?
Superman, why don't you go back and help help Guy and John keep Atrocitus held here?
Okay. I'm completely aware of what they've been beating on back there, right? I assume.
You can glance back and see that.
Can I see through the cars itself? I guess I could.
You can see through all the cars except for the one car they were fighting in. Okay. But yeah, you can't see that. You can't see Amazo from here. But you can see Hank Henshaw, a.k.a. the Cyborg Superman, in a kind of berserk mode, firing away at John.
Okay, good idea. I'll high-five as I fly by.
Can I, I'm wondering if I can put a second round of bindings around this guy. So he breaks through the first, he breaks through the pill, there's another, you know, pill, and, you know, another force bubble he has to break through.
It's kind of not so much. You could try and increase the effect value, but the other thing is, if he breaks free, what you could do is try to push to get another turn and put another bubble in there, another action to layer another one on top of it. It would take effort.
I will try to knock him out instead. Okay. I don't have power attack, but I understand that anyone can do the lower version of power attack.
Right. Anyone can do a power attack at a level of you can take 1 or 2 points off your attack bonus and add it to your defense bonus or your damage bonus rather. So in this case, you are Kyle. That means you have an attack bonus of 10. And a damage of 18. So you're already pretty, you're already swung pretty far in the direction of damage. So if you drop your attack bonus by 2, you'll be down to an attack bonus of 8 to hit, and then a 20 damage.
Yeah, does he still have his parry when he's, confined like this? What do we decide?
Well, I'm basically giving it to him because he's not entangled. He's technically sort of inside an object. But let's take a look at create and see what the rules are for trapping somebody in an object real quick. Just playing along with people at home. Create, let's see here. Trapping with objects. You can trap a target inside a large enough hollow object. This requires both an attack check against the target's dodge and a dodge resistance check against the effect's rank. So that was my mistake. I should have given him a dodge check. But a trapped character can break out of the object normally. Imposing conditions on the target other than just trapping them requires a separate effect, such as an affliction like snare. So in this case, he's trapped inside, but he's not. It doesn't take away any of his defenses.
Okay.
So he's not like hindered or impaired or defenseless or vulnerable.
Okay.
He's not encased in like concrete bubble.
Right. Okay. He's just trapped inside the pill.
All right. Well, okay, shoot.
If you want, you could power stunt at affliction and do a snare on him.
Well, wouldn't the create object kind of does that, right?
Well, you'd be power stunting. Actually, no, not really.
It's like a move object. You can use like telekinesis, sort of like a grapple.
Yeah.
But it's a concentrated thing. So you'll basically have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
It's not a permanent effect, I guess.
Right.
I
if you wanted to use move object, you could grab him and hold on to him, and use it like a grapple. If you wanted to like snare him and then fly away, that would be like an affliction that you could power stunt. Or like I said, you could just try and grapple him, grab him with the move object power, which is your lifting power under the array, and you can grab him with that, and that would be basically an attack bonus, and then he'd save against it like you were grappling with him.
I tell you what, let's just go ahead and shoot him through the porthole I made, and or I guess his head was sticking out of the pill. I'll just go ahead and shoot him there. No power attack, just.
Okay. Keeping in mind that your constructs are part of your dynamic array, you're going to have to drop the construct in order to shoot it. So, because you've
really?
Put all yeah, because you've put all your ranks into toughness on it. So it's a dynamic array. You've got your force blast is in the same array. Any points you want to use for your force blast, you're going to have to take away from the construct in order to do it.
Okay. My flight is not in my force manipulation array, so I could do a slam attack against him.
You could. That would be your.
Slam as hard as I could.
That would be your strength plus two.
wouldn't that be your flight power?
Oh wait, let me check out what the flight power. That's right. Slam is going to be damage is your damage or your speed ranks plus one. So that would be what's your flight rank?
14.
14, so that would be 15 damage, plus, actually, you're able to build up to full speed in here. I'm going to say you have enough room to build up full steam, and so you can get plus 2 on that, and you're going to be a minus 2 to hit. So you're using an unarmed combat attack, so if you do a slam damage for full speed, you'll be at a plus 5 to hit.
Again, mm-hmm. These guys parry, that's going to miss.
Unless right, you roll,
go ahead and crit.
Unless you roll, unless you roll again with a hero point or roll real well.
You know what? Let's just try it. We've equivocated and quibbled too long. Let's just go ahead. And hey, got a 20 on the die roller.
You serious?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to check. Sometimes you're making jokes. All right. So that's not only that's a critical hit. Again, that's plus 5 to your effect value. So your damage is going to be a 20 with a slam attack, and so he's got to roll against the 20. First I have to check and see if you hit. So 20 on the die plus your 5 is a 25 to hit, and Atrocitus has a parry of 20. So you do hit, and he's got to roll against a 20 damage. Which means he rolls a 6 on the die, so he gets a total of 24 toughness.
Ouch.
And you are hitting him with 20 damage, so that puts him in the yellow, which is staggered. Actually, no, wait, he's... Well, yeah, actually, it's staggered still. He was at a minus 2 already, so he's in a minus 3 now, and he's staggered.
Do I have to soak any damage since it was a slam attack?
Yes, you do. For a slam attack, you have to roll against half of the ranks of the damage. So your damage, I'm not going to include the critical in that. So that was a 15 damage. So you're going to have to roll against a 7 damage rank. What's your toughness?
Toughness is 13.
Okay, 13 plus the die.
Does impervious affect that? I don't even know if the green lanterns have that.
Impervious, I believe, does affect that. And what is your... let's see. You've got force field of 12 impervious, so that would ignore damage of 6 or less. So it's 1 point higher than he would ignore. So he has to roll against it.
Okay, and that's a 9 on the die roller.
9 on the die roller, so your total is...
That's going to be 22.
22 or 21?
13 plus 9. Plus 9, yeah, 22. Right.
Yep, okay. So it's 22 on the die, which means you take no damage. You're good. Mm-hmm. Woohoo! All right, describe this slam attack. What did it look like?
That's a good idea. That's a good question. The giant boxing glove's already been done, so...
You could hit him like a train.
That seems a little too obvious, doesn't it?
You could make a force construct that looks like that harness from 7 and just fly pelvis first at him.
Oh, God.
John Stewart, you are a very, very dark man.
What is that supposed to mean, Isaiah? Racist?
I do a force construct of a giant milk truck, and I run over his head.
Like you're driving the milk truck?
What do you mean? All right, you smash a milk truck through him. And,
You know what? I'm Kyle Rayner. He wouldn't do a milk truck. He would do a giant robot.
Okay.
I do a giant Voltron.
All right.
Yeah. Fly into him.
Form blazing sword.
Exactly.
Dun, dun,
okay.
Dun,
sorry,
dun,
my
dun,
turn.
Dun.
My turn took way too long. All right. Moving on.
That was Kyle's turn. Superman, you are... Did you already go? No, you haven't.
No. I have not.
You have not. Superman.
All right, so...
It takes you a move action to get back there, if that's your goal.
Sure, yeah. That's fine. Yeah. I'll fly in and do a quick assess. I mean, I can see... I assume the two green lanterns
Once you get kind of over that area, you can see down and see Amazo. You see a cloud of green piranha robot thingies, like... swarming around something inside the car. Even your supervision doesn't penetrate this. you see, Kyle Raynor seems to have... Guy Gardner seems to be creating that swarm. And then John is tangling with the cyborg Superman. And also, you notice that there seems to be some kryptonite in the area. You can kind of feel it affecting you a little bit.
Great. I'm Superman. I don't have a choice. I'll fly down and I'll fly down behind and I'll tap a cyborg Superman on the shoulder from behind. Beep. Hey, pal, pick on somebody your own size. And then hopefully not whiff.
Roll your attack roll.
11, so 22? No, yeah, 22.
Yeah, why am I suddenly seeing that scene in Superman 2 where he goes, I think you're sitting in my chair? All right, you hit a 22. Man, Cyborg Superman is fast. You needed to hit a 24. Do you want to roll again, or are you going to stick with that? You've only got one hero point left.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to be here too long because of the crypto junk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I'll spend a hero point. Okay. That's what they're for.
Okay.
Heroics. Bleep. And we'll try that again.
Boink. All right.
I rolled up 14 that time, so 25.
All right, that hits. Shablam! All right, you hit Cyborg Superman, and let's see, he needs to roll a toughness check against the 19?
Correct, yeah.
All right, his toughness is a 16. He rolls a 13 on the die, so that gives him a 29 total. The damage value was a 34 because it's The base difficulty class for damage is 15, plus Superman's strength of 19 is a 34. So, let's see. 26 means he missed it by 8, which is, let's see, equal to or greater. So that would be 2 failures on that. So he actually takes, he is dazed. And a minus 1. Oh, he's already dazed, so he can't be dazed again. But he is now at a minus 2 to his toughness check. So.
Okay. So I'll fly down quick, and I'll do a tap on the shoulder. Tap, tap. And I'm assuming that, we'll say Cyborg Superman's not moronic. So he'll do like just a quick backhand, like assuming I'm there, and I parry it real quick, and I'll just hit him right in the breadbasket. Boo! Double him over a little bit.
All right. Cool. You get a hero point for a good description. All right. Let's see. That was 10? Yeah, initiative 10. So we're done for this round. Right. Next round is going to be Amazo going first, and he moves fast. Amazo is surrounded by flying green piranha things, and he decides he is going to, let's see, I'm going to give him a little intelligence check here, and he is smart enough to figure that he is in a local effect, so he is going to use his super speed and move. There's a sudden shvroom sound. Hey, there it goes. It sounds like that. No, there's a sound like a thunder, a crack of thunder inside the train that runs along the length of the train, and Amazo is now in the first passenger car, floating up out of the hole. That was his move action, and he's got a flight of 15, so he moves really fast. He turns back towards the end of the train and sees you guys fighting, and he is going to try and use his heat vision on Guy Gardner again, who has attracted his attention. Green Lantern, identified as Guy Gardner. Delete. And he attacks and gets a 26. Gardner, what's your dodge? Your dodge is an 11, so he needs to hit a 21, so he hits you. Dan?
Oof.
Dan, did we lose Dan? We lost Dan. All right, timeout, guys.
Yeah, according to Skype, it looks like he...
there we go. Just dropped.
I'm calling him back in. I don't know when I lost him.
It's all good. The lobby.
Mike, can you call Dan?
His phone number?
Yeah, can you call him number? Through Skype?
You're hosting the call, so if I did it, it'd be a separate call completely.
Yeah. Oh, you can't add it.
I can't add him now.
All right. Well, let's see if we may need to pause real quick and
potty break.
Let me call him on the phone here real quick.
Pee-pee break. Be back.
All right. Bye.
Bio break.
Well, hang on. Let me. You know what? If we're pausing, let me try it, James. What's his number?
I'm calling him on the phone right now.
Oh, oh wait. He's back.
Oh wait.
Or it looked like he was back.
He's back. Oh, there he is.
Like that went green.
Yep, hang on a second. Ding. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right. When did we lose you?
Probably like 2 minutes ago.
Okay. So, basically, the Amazo android has run up to the front of the train, popped out of the hole at the first... passenger car, and he's attacking you with heat vision again, and he hits you. So as soon as our, let's see, who was AFK? Mike.
I believe Vincent and.
Is everybody here?
Ruben.
Is Lobohan here?
I think Vincent.
I'm here.
Vincent, Ruben. Oh, hey. So Ruben's here. Vincent, you there?
I think he went on a potty break.
Oh, okay. 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 All right, we'll hold here for a moment and start up again once we get Mr. Small Bladder back.
So, what's the time frame here? When should we be wrapping up?
Well, let's see. What have I done recording wise? We've only been going for an hour and a half, so we've got another half hour before I consider it to be overtime. But you guys are kind of getting towards the point where you can start shutting these guys down if you start teaming up on them. So
yeah, that's what Guy Gardner does.
Yep.
Totally teams up with guys.
That's the opposite of my plan.
Well, keep in mind, you can also, you can do an aid action, but describe it as you just doing your own thing and somebody else taking advantage of it.
I'm petulantly reading a book. Get a +2 on your attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, are we back?
I'm back.
All right.
I never left.
Mike.
Yo.
Okay. Resume. End the edit here, and we'll resume the game at this point. Dan, you're rolling a toughness check against this heat vision. Roll.
Okay, I rolled an 18.
You rolled an 18 on the die?
On my Dungeons & Dragons dice roller.
All right. So your toughness...
Thanks, Wizards of the Coast!
Yeah, your toughness for Guy Gardner is a 15.
/3 without my power ring, but I do have my power ring.
Yeah, good. Thank goodness you have your power ring. So that's a 33 total, right?
Yes.
All right. And
34.
34?
It was a 19. Oh, 18, I'm sorry. Yeah, 33.
Okay. Cyborg Superman's damage is a blah, blah, blah. It's Amazo. I'm looking at the wrong character sheet. You're being attacked by Amazo's heat vision, which is damage of 15. So... a 30, so you actually do save against it. You don't take any damage.
Whoa!
His heat vision lances out and, like, sears across your force field, and you get the chance to make a disparaging remark about him if you want.
Hey, watch those I-beams there, Spock! I put them high waters a little bit tighter. Because he does look like he's wearing high waters, big green high waters.
Yep, and he's got pointed ears, so that's great.
Sort of like a pink super scroll.
All right.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't read comics.
A super
winning.
What? All right. Let's see here. That was Amazo's turn. He goes first, and then we go down to Atrocitus, who is currently staggered, which means until he shakes off his staggered condition, he can only do one action per turn. Atrocitus is not happy with that situation, so Atrocitus is going to take this round, and he's going to try for a recover action, which basically means he's going to eliminate his staggered condition. And he is going to get a +2 to his defenses, his active defenses, until next turn. But he's still sort of mostly in that giant gerbil pill thing. The gerbil ball of what was the drug you had?
Prozac.
Prozac, thank you. All right, so that's Atrocitus' action. And then going down to Guy Gardner's turn.
All right. Amazo just zapped at me?
Yes. That jerk.
Hmm. I'm going to hit him in the face with a baseball bat.
All right. Go for it.
Try and break him like a pinata.
All right. Power ring attack. Actually, you have an unarmed attack at +12. Let me see here. You could power stunt a... well, that wouldn't necessarily do more damage anyway, but... you'd be balanced it out, but let's see. Does he have... He's got to have power attack. He does. Okay. Yeah, Guy Gardner has a power attack. If you want to use your power ring attacking him, you could trade off 5 points of attack for 5 points of damage, although that would put you in the... it would be really hard to hit. This guy moves fast, so I guess it's probably better off for you to just... All right. All right, we're gonna put a pin in this adventure right now because we're having some technical difficulties with Dan, and we will resume this adventure recording it next week once Dan and I come back from a convention. We're going up to JFAX this weekend, which is a convention up in Michigan, up in Grand State Valley University.
Is that a furry convention you guys are going to?
No, it's actually an animation, a Japanese animation and film expo. And I'm actually been a guest there for over 10 years, and Dan's joining me. We're going to show off some cell painting techniques using Photoshop and other computer programs. So that'll be kind of fun. But to invite everybody back to the game here, I want to give you guys a little hint. Obviously, I've revealed the villains.
James, wait.
Go ahead.
Do we want to publish this part one and part two, or publish it as all one?
Let's publish this one now because we want to try and get this done okay. ASAP. So I'm thinking if we can publish this tonight or tomorrow or as soon as possible, that'd be great.
Okay, that's cool.
And so I'm basically, if you'll include this, I just want to give us all a chance to kind of talk about real quick the characters that we played tonight, the heroes. And after next adventure, you know, once we wrap it up, I'll give people a little more insight into the villains. And so if you guys want to just talk about real quick, you know, everybody here has a copy of the proofreading version of the file. So you can all kind of look at each other. And I've been, you know, it's kind of nice to see that each of you has a different set of numbers. You know, even though you're all Green Lanterns, you all have different things you're really good at. Like Guy Gardner's, you know, got a plus 10 to hit and 16 damage, whereas John Stewart, who's the same power, is like his power ring is plus 11 and plus 15 damage. So he's a little bit more skill based. So you guys notice anything else about the characters that that you like about the way they're built, Mike?
See, we're looking. It looks like most of them have ultimate effort will.
Yeah. So.
Whereas John Stewart doesn't have that, but he has extraordinary effort through him. So I like that idea. You know.
Oh, okay,
he's
yeah.
The soldiers. He's pushing himself physically, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Other things, too, that I noticed and liked as well was the, some Green Lanterns had Fearless and some did not, which was kind of neat.
That's kind
of
cool.
I don't think Kyle had that, which kind of makes sense because he was sort of a bit of a, you know, hey, here, take this ring. You're handy, you know. He wasn't selected the way the other guys were, so that was kind of nice. It looks like I think Kyle's willpower is a little higher than Guy's, which kind of makes sense given the characters.
I think he's actually a little higher than Hal's. Now that I look at him, let me double check that. Hal Jordan in the core rule book, anyway. Looking at him real quick here. Hal Jordan's got a willpower of. Dun. 18. No, okay, so he's right on par with Hal Jordan.
I would argue that Hal should be a little lower just because of the time Hal spent possessed by Parallax. But that's what I would identify about the character.
We also have Kyle Rayner here and his complications. He's got a complication called Fear Given Form. Several times during his career, Rayner's own fears and darker impulses have taken on physical and deadly form. You know, we know that.
Yeah, there was. There's actually a miniseries back in the 90s where Kyle imagined a whole new Green Lantern Corps that were all just manifestations of his inner securities and various personality facets. So, yeah. You haven't really seen that stuff much in the last 10 years, but that was definitely something that did a lot more with the character back when he was the only Green Lantern. So,
Okay.
That would have been kind of cool. I'd say they're good builds. I'm impressed by how they did it.
I like the fact that they each have at least one complication unique to that character.
Yeah. So I like the way Dan played Guy. But Guy is a pretty colorful character. There's a lot to work with there.
Yeah. Well, you can see that there's.
No, I think he did a good job.
Yeah, yeah. Dan's funny. Very funny guy. I like his accent. for Green
Lantern.
Yeah,
yeah. He's sort of the Bronx Green Lantern.
Okay.
So, well, hey, we'll go ahead and call it a podcast, and we'll
Just a little bit of then. Yeah, sure. Just a little bit of a preview for people. I'm actually going to be recording two podcasts tomorrow. Unfortunately, Mike won't be able to join us because he's got some other stuff he needs to do. But Dan and I should be joining John Lighthouser for a special podcast tomorrow. I can't really say anything more than that right now. And then tomorrow night we should be recording with Jack Norris and Leon Chang, a special podcast where we're going to do a in-depth character creation process. We're basically tackling the Paragon archetype, and we're going to kind of show a couple of different ways to come at it, and you know, how we approach character creation. So look forward to those, please.
All right, sounds good. Sounds good. And we'll cut it short. Until next time, stay vigilant.
Stay vigilant, guys.
Stay vigilant.